Well, I don't think anybody can realistically accuse Gerry Adams of being a racist. He shouldn't have used the term he used within his tweet. He has apologised earlier this morning for using that term, but he was attempting to put together a correlation between the oppression of peoples across the world, whether it be the blacks, the slaves, whether it be oppression here in Ireland or anywhere else around the world. He was attempting to say that oppression is oppression, no matter what terminology you put on it.
And use the phrase Ballymurphy M-word mm-hmm. in order to make that comparison, that connection.
Yes.
Is that a false comparison historically?
Well, those people who are oppressed around the world, there was different methods used for oppression. And when you look at the history of oppression in Ireland against the people of Ireland, then there was many different forms used. Highly cruel forms were used against the people of Ireland, highly right up to and including murder. And during the famine, you could also argue that there was genocide used against the people of Ireland as well. The slave trade across the world, and particularly in America, was very, very cruel. The film in itself, I have to say, I found the film very, very difficult to watch. It is very...
This is the film Django Unchained we're talking about.
It displays quite graphically man's inhumanity to man.
And then 20 minutes later, you saw this tweet from Gerry Adams last night, Django dash an uppity Fenian. Mm-hmm. The same point?
The same point. The term Fenian, as you well know, William, because you're well rehearsed in your history, refers to a group of Irish people who used armed insurrection against British rule in Ireland. They then were also obviously involved in insurrections in America and Canada and elsewhere. But the term uppity Fenian is about those who have survived, those who have struggled against oppression, those who have made change, those who have brought our society and the changes in our society today.
These are interesting historical points, but if a Labour MP had done this on Twitter last night, he'd be suspended today, wouldn't he?
Not necessarily, no. I don't believe he would, because the
two suspensions in 1 week in the Labour Party.
The term that was used in context, I don't think the term should have been used. And Gerry has apologised for it today, but it certainly wasn't used to degrade the black community in any part of the world, or certainly wasn't used as a degrading term to anyone within the world. It was a comparison between oppression, and oppression comes in many different forms, and it has had many different titles to put down people over many, many centuries, and that's what Gerry was attempting to do. So I don't think it is falling into a suspension mode or anything else. Gerry deleted the tweet, he has apologised for it, and I don't think anybody realistically is suggesting, even his political opponents couldn't suggest, that Gerry Adams is a racist.
Just before we go to calls and other questions, do you think it would be helpful if someone took Gerry's phone off him until Thursday?
Well, yes, because you'll probably be phoning me about things over the next couple of days and giving out instructions. No, look, Gerry is a very capable publicist and political leader. We're all allowed to make mistakes in this life, and I think last night was a mistake in terms of the terminology he used. He's apologised, and I think we just move on from it.